The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There are go-to people that we all have on a network like Fox News Channel. Shannon Bream is one of mine. She is one of the most popular and reliable and successful Fox News anchors. Of course, she is host of Fox News at night. And she is going to give us a little break from all of the anguish and the controversy and the drama that we're living through these days. And I can't think of a better thing to talk about than a book called The Women of the Bible. Shannon, it's great having you on the Mike Gallagher Show. Welcome, and I'm so glad you could share some insight on this terrific book. How are you?
I am great. I feel like we're being blasted off into space. It's wonderful to be with you.
That's my guest welcome. Yeah, over the years, we play that little guest sound effect. You know, Shannon, every night you're tackling Supreme Court issues, political stories. You're kind of wading through these bumpy waters, these uncharted waters that we're all in. And then you decided, you know what, time to release a book into the world called The Women of the Bible Speak, the wisdom of 16 women and their lessons for today. I think, Shannon, your book, it's an example of perfect timing.
It really is. I mean, we could have had no idea that it would have connected with people the way that it has. I'm so grateful. I know that when I started writing it last summer and working on it in the fall, you know, it was just the worst year of most people's lives. I mean, so much loss and frustration and anxiety and worry, so much unrest and division. It was just a really tough year. But as I read these stories and I was reminded of things that I'd studied and heard over the years in Sunday school and in church, I was like, wow, this is so encouraging to me. And that was my prayer, that it would be to other people. And I'm so glad that it is resonating with them and they're finding some hope and some courage there.
And it's been tremendously successful already, you know, a top seller on the Amazon bestseller list. In fact, I think I saw the other day it was ranked number one in the Christian women's issues category. But this is way more than just a book for Christian women. I mean, I think everybody is going to benefit from learning these incredible stories of these 16 women that are featured in the Bible.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, they're fascinating page turners on their own. We don't have to add anything to them, but when we put them into this collection and study them a little bit, I think people are going to be surprised that some of these stories are in the Bible, because I talk about them and people are like, what? That's in the Bible? I mean, you have Deborah, the judge who led the entire nation of Israel in the Old Testament. If you think that there aren't examples of strong women or strong leaders among the women in the Bible, she's a perfect example, led them into this victorious military battle that nobody would have thought they could win. And she just trusted God in that. Listen, I joke, but we have a prostitute. We've got a murderer. We've got a queen. We've got Mary, the mother of Jesus. I mean, every single one of these women are the stars of their stories. And there's a reason they're included in the Bible. There's something to learn from every one of them. And in most of these, I just found a ton of encouragement. And, you know, people get off track. We do that in real life. And I think that that's important, that those women aren't perfect and sanitized in the Bible either, because we can relate to them when we see them make mistakes and know that we've done the same thing, but God still worked through all of it. He was faithful.
And this is the second faith-based book that you've published, which I think is so gratifying. Although, let's face it, the machine just puts Christians and people of faith and certainly Fox News hosts on their radar in a major way. Is that taxing for you, Shannon? Because I'm sure, although I don't hear you often criticize the way some of the opinion hosts are on Fox News or any of us who you know, put our big fat mouths on the line here and deliver strong opinions for a living, and yet you have to feel it. Is it tough to be a working journalist, a high profile television personality, write these faith-based books? In other words, does that vicious machine come after you too, or do they pretty much leave you alone?
know, I get some of that. And for me, without my faith, I think it'd be even tougher because I try to keep it the center of my life and remind me that this world is very fickle. It is. There's a lot of shifting sand. You know what I mean? People will hate you 1 minute, love you 1 minute. And there are people who will come after you without knowing you at all, who will just not like where you work or the fact that you are a person of faith who's very open about it. But to me, I view those folks with compassion. I think that's what God calls us to do. And I think about, you know, people who talk about cancel culture and those kinds of things these days. You know, I was reminded in writing this book, like, nobody knows cancel culture better than Jesus. I mean, people were after him. The religious leaders did not like him. They were jealous of him. They wanted to shut down his message. They did not want him to be able to say what he was saying. So nobody knows cancel culture better than Jesus. I mean, he lost his life over it. So for any time we feel oppressed or, feel like we're getting beat up a little bit, I think it's nothing compared to what Christ did and sacrificed for all of us.
Shannon Bream is with us, of course, just a tremendous, I think, presence on Fox News. Millions of Americans do as well. And she's published a new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today. Shannon, you have such a great mind and such a sharp instinct when you talk about, your Fox News Channel's chief legal correspondent. I can't end this without kind of picking your brain a little bit about some of the tough legal battles of our time right now. As you know, the Georgia election law is front and center and is covered with Major League Baseball pulling out of Atlanta. There are real strong questions, legal questions, about these election laws, not only in Georgia, but states like President Biden's home state of Delaware, the state where they moved the All-Star game to, Colorado. What do you make of the real disconnect between people who believe that these election laws are just common sense ways to make, voters voting be more accessible and yet not cheat, and those who say that, I mean, even the president calling this Jim Crow 2.0, how in the world can we be so polarized over the issue of election integrity in America?
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, I was researching some of this last week, and I looked back and found a piece that was on Vox back in 2016, and it had a map. There was a group that had gone through and looked at the integrity and the safeguards for voting procedures in every state. And two of the worst ranked states were Georgia and Texas, meaning this group back in 2016 thought they needed to clean things up and make their election protocols tighter and safer. So how we've come from 4 years ago, some independent bodies saying these two states really need to beef things up, to now where when they're passing laws that they would argue are good for things like voter ID, which over 70% of Americans across political lines agree that there needs to be voter ID. They like that idea because they want their vote to be protected and integrity, surrounding their vote. I think what gets so frustrating in this is that we just want people to have facts. It's easy to read some of these laws and break them down. And when you have even the Washington Post giving President Biden four Pinocchios over some of the things that he said in the Georgia law that weren't true, we just have to ask ourselves who benefits from the division. I mean, the left and the right does it. We just have to ask ourselves who benefits from the misinformation and the division, and let's go read these things for ourselves and be informed.
Amen. And people say to me over and over again, Mike, what can we do individually? And one of the answers lies in and brings it kind of full circle back to your book, and that is to lean into our faith. You know, we have to remember to be faithful. We should never undercount or understate the power of prayer. And that's why your book is such good timing. There was a recent, I think it was a Pew Research poll that came out that shows fewer and fewer people are going to church. Mm-hmm. Fewer and fewer young people are leaning into their faith, are remembering what our Judeo-Christian heritage. You know, it just seems to me, Shannon, that the answer is right in front of our faces.
Yeah, and there's so much to be gained by a community of faith. I mean, you know, it's a place where you can find support with whatever you're going through in life. It's a way to serve other people and to connect with people in need. There's just so many things that are positive that come from it. I was reading something from a psychotherapist last week who said, regardless of what faith tradition that her patients may or may not have, that there's real evidence of people connecting to a house of worship or a body, a community that gives you real support. It gives you a more positive outlook, a more hopeful outlook. It gives you perspective. And it's a way to connect. And, you know, I think about in the book, I talk about, I added a chapter at the end because there were so many little stories that we wanted to make sure to include of Jesus relating to people and the fact that he went to people who were outcasts, who were considered the worst in society, who were sinners, and he didn't go and berate them. He went to them with great compassion. I think about the woman who was going to be stoned because she was caught in adultery, or the Samaritan woman at the well who was living this life of shame. And he went to them and saw them and spoke to them and had conversations with them and said, you know, go and sin no more. Turn from that part of your life. But I don't condemn you. In fact, I redeem you and I have compassion on you. And I think if we could look at each other that way, without hitting each other over the head with judgment and, you know, the divisive, easy words that can spill from us when we are angry, but to follow Christ's example, to meet people halfway and to just show them compassion, I think it would be very healing for everybody.
I hope everybody gets your book. Congratulations on the success of Women of the Bible Speak. And thank you for taking time, Shannon Bream, out of your very, very busy schedule to join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight.
Always my privilege to be with you. Thank you, Mike.